I wear my heart on the sleeve when I'm coaching. It's a double-edged sword sometimes. I'm really disappointed how we played. We haven't played like that in my 4 years, that we didn't have each other's back. And you know, I thought we got outworked on our home court, which is never something pleasing to see. So we had a good review. We've identified a few areas that we've got to pick up. And the good part about it, we get a game Thursday night, so we don't have to think about it for another week.
Do you get angry?
We had a good film session. Yesterday was a great practice, so hopefully today is too. But you can't get too mad. You got to move on. I just probably wear my heart on the sleeve too much.
That start to the game was quite enthralling, and then they seemed to tweak a little bit and go into a zone. Do you have to work out a way of keeping that momentum going when opposition teams change their defences or change their way of play?
Yeah, look, we got off to one of the best starts all season. We just couldn't keep it there, and that was the disappointing part. We knew they were going to go into a zone. And we worked on it all week, and just we didn't transfer it onto the court what we've done in practice. So, you know, we got to. It was more so our rebounding. You know, our rebound 40-29. That was our energy level is not on par to, you know, our support at the jungle. So we've got to make sure we're taking care of that first.
That historic run of playoffs, is there starting to get a little bit of concern amongst the team? Do you think that might be impacting the performances?
Oh, I don't think so. We've got, what are we, 11 games in? You know, we've still got 17 games to go. There's a lot of water to go under the bridge. And you just see how competitive this league is. It's first to last is two wins. You know, I've never seen anything like, and it's a great competition. And you have a night off, you're going to lose. It doesn't matter if it's on your home court or away. And that hasn't, before you can get away with stuff, and this year you can't.
Do you reckon they're feeling tense at the moment at all, in terms of out of position, things aren't going as good as like?
We haven't really talked about position or whatever. It's how we played the game. You know, is that something we're proud of? And it's not something that we want to repeat. And, you know, we've got to have our leaders step up now. We need the guys to lead from the front and show the way from our young guys. And that's, that's going to fall on their shoulders this weekend.
How important not to be dropping any more home games? You've already dropped those couple. How important is it to be making the most of your home court advantage?
Yeah, we don't want to drop any. You got to get the ones at home and get some on the road. But look, we got to get back to playing good brand of basketball, and we got away from that last weekend and we got outworked, and you're not going to win anywhere if you get outworked on the court.
How's Marto tracking? How's Marto tracking? Notice he's out there, no knee brace. Is he tracking as expected, or ahead of schedule, behind schedule?
Yeah, probably. Damo's really come up well. He's took the brace off this week and just started on the bike, and he looks like a new man out there without the brace on anymore. So he's probably maybe a week in front, but look, we're still looking for mid-January to play.
Tell us about Brisbane, and we're always going to ask about Jermaine Beal. Is he the man to just keep an eye on? And Torrey Craig supposedly was injured yesterday. Do you expect him to play?
Oh, he's been outstanding. He's the best rebounder in the competition, and got Big Tommy coming back. So, you know, that they can light up some points. They got us first game of the year. You know, we got off to a good start again, and we got a bit disorganised and probably undisciplined in the second half. So, you know, we know they're super talented. They're an older team that most of the guys have been around for a long time playing for other clubs, and we know that they're going to come and be ready.
What about Jermaine in particular? I mean, you'd love to come here and light it up. What are you expecting from him?
Yeah, well, I think we might get Damo back out there to guard him. So, Jermaine will come in pretty fired up. And the same with Tommy, I hope they get a great warm reception before the game. But when the game, they're the opposition. But they're great history in the club and won two championships. And it'd be good to see them on one level, and hopefully we get a win.
Now, during the pre-season, when Bill was asked about the Wildcats, he kind of just bobbed away the question. Is there any kind of lingering angst from him, do you sense?
Or? Well, you got to ask him. Yeah, I don't know.
From you guys...
Not at all. We have very fond memories of two great players that helped us for two championships, and you know, both left for different reasons. So we move on.
Did find a way to kill off momentum and halt the run on that had been occurring. Had some big leads which have been brought back, and then the second quarter obviously last week didn't go your way. How do you fix those sorts of moments in games?
Yeah, it's a little bit of responsibility of the point guards. You know, we're missing that leadership with Damo. and it's not going to get replaced straight away. It's everybody has to take a leaf out of that, and from our senior players to step up and speak when needs to be spoken on the court. And we're finding our way without our leader on the court, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on.
It was a couple of boys on radio today said that meeting was a lot of soul searching, a lot of not having a go at other players. But how intense did it get in that meeting?
Oh, look, to build a great relationship, you've got to be open and honest. And it was time to open up the floor, and coaches were open and honest, players were open and honest to the coaches. So it was pretty cleansing, I suppose. And now we can't let it just be talk. It's got to be action on the court when the bright lights are on. So hopefully we'll see a different team play on Thursday night.
They wouldn't be dare be honest to you, though, would they?
They were, which was good. It was refreshing and put me back in the place. And, you know, hopefully that I can help them and not hinder them.
What did they say to you?
I'll find out, Nosey.
Do coaches make mistakes?
Nah, very rarely. look, it was a really good open and honest. And, you know, we want to go from a good team to a great team. And you can't do that with any hidden agendas. And it's got to be invest in the team first. And we're all got to start putting into the team first, especially at this time.